All right, well, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to introduce our second round draft pick, Tyson Brilo, from right up the road at Colorado State. As we said last night, we're really excited that he's on our football team. He's going to come in right away and compete at the right tackle position, a guy that we feel is a tremendous athlete, and also, as Gary said last night, a quick study. So, again, we're thrilled to have Ty as the next Denver Bronco. So without further ado, Tyson Brilo.
Ty, now that you're here, how is the reality settling in that you're a Denver Bronco? I know you kind of talked in the abstract that it might happen. What does it feel like to be in this building, you know, talking to John Elway? Is it setting in that this is the next step?
Yeah, it's unreal. This is a dream come true for me. You know, it's kind of funny leading up to the draft when people ask you, you know, what's a team that you want to go to, where's someone you like, and you know you don't want to say anything because you don't want to jinx it. But this was one of the ones that I was always, you know, really excited for, and hoping to get here.
Ty, playing as you did just up the road, did you watch this team last year? Were you familiar with the troubles they had on the offensive line, particularly at right tackle?
Yeah, you know, being close to, you know, Bronco country, you know, I started watching a lot of Broncos games, and I saw. You know, most of the games last season, and you know, I'm pretty familiar with, you know, the team and what's going on and where we're headed.
A lot of responsibility protecting a guy like Peyton Manning. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, you know, I think coming in, there's no person I'd rather, you know, protect. You know, he's a great teacher from what I've heard, and being a rookie and coming into a system like this, you're going to want someone, you know, like him to teach you how to do it and how to do it right. So I think, you know, just to have the opportunity to protect a, you know, future Hall of Famer is unbelievable, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Ty, have any of your new teammates reached out to you yet? And if so, what have they shared with you?
Yeah, Peyton Manning texted me last night, and Brock Osweiler texted me this morning, and, you know, just said, you know, we're excited to get to work and happy to have you. And you know, me too.
What was it like when you got that phone call, the first emotion? What was it like for your family? I mean, as excited as you are, obviously family around is perhaps even more excited than you were to get the call.
Yeah, you know, got the phone call and, you know, kind of stood up and walked away. And, you know, they knew something was up. They didn't know who. And, you know, people were pretty excited and yelling and cheering and, you know, I got the call a few picks before, you know, it was televised. So by the time I came out of the room, you know, the pick was being announced kind of right as I walked in. And, you know, it was pretty crazy and, you know, exciting. A lot of fun.
This offensive line here has kind of been flux, a lot of different positions available. You're a guy that's played pretty much every spot except center at one time or another. How exciting is that to have a chance to maybe come in and compete for a starting job immediately?
Yeah, that's the goal. You know, that's why I'm here, is to play. So I think, you know, coming in right away and being able to compete at any position. You know, I know John talked about right tackle, you know, being the spot I'm going to compete for initially. But just having the flexibility to play whatever I need to do. You know, at the end of the day, you're going to put your best five offensive linemen out there no matter what. And, you know, if I'm one of the keys in the cog to help make that happen, then, you know, that'll be it.
Played, if I'm understanding right, you played right tackle at the Senior Bowl?
I did.
Yeah, I think you'd said, how is that transition? It's almost like playing the opposite hand, and Will playing his own blocking offense as a right tackle. What are the challenges of that?
Yeah, I think, just repetition, kind of smooths everything over. I think, playing left tackle for the last 2 years, you kind of get, fixed into a groove of how you set and how your body feels. So I think, over these past few months, just taking, more reps at right tackle and coming up into mini camp and OTAs, just getting more reps at right tackle will just make it kind of smooth.
What about his own blocking with that? Is there any difference in your mind?
Yeah, I don't think it's any different left or right in zone blocking. It's just... It's the same steps, just on a different side.
Is it a little tough to think about that right away in practice? Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware, first round pick, Ray, going to be coming at you on the edge?
I've always believed that iron sharpens iron, and it's a great opportunity to go out and hone my skills against some of the best. And I wouldn't be here today if I didn't want to be challenged and want to play the best. So I'm excited for the opportunity, and hopefully playing them all week makes game day a little bit easier. So I'm looking forward to it.
Ty, can you still do a backflip?
I can still do a backflip. I won't, but I still could if you really wanted me to.